Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I'm talking part two. Last Coaching on the Go, I talk with you about pinpointing the top things that you feel like are limiting you, keeping you from your next level of operation, keeping you from your vision, the things that keep derailing you, the things that keep having you drop the ball. What are those things? So for me, I'll give you an example today. For me, it's been my calendar. I've had a lot of things I have shifted and worked on over time, and I noticed right now, as I'm stepping into my next level, where I'm engaging with land easements, funding, raising massive amounts of money for big projects, expanding my coaching program, offering retreats at the retreat center, starting to collaborate with groups of people. The big issue for me, another thing is, massive amounts of incredible content that people are offering, coaches of mine and other people are offering that I don't want to miss. And then my own social things, my life, my family, my downtime, other things I'm interested in beyond work, okay, or what I consider to be my career. So those are all mushing. And a couple of months ago, I felt like I could hardly... Just how do you do it? I looked at all these people I admire, and I was asking, how do they do it? How do these people, they're doing a lot more than I am. There has to be some way for me to figure this out. So the calendar was something I picked. The way I engage with time was the thing that I felt like was going to get me to my next level. The biggest thing that's outstanding, that if I improved it, it would change things for me. So once you locate the number one thing that you want to work on, you know, our focus is to shift it in the month. Or if it takes more than a month, because there's more in there than you realize, what if you shift it in 2 months? And then by the end of the year, your life is different because you've actually risen to the challenge of becoming the things that you need to become to be and do and have that next level that you're envisioning. So all these things are fitting together. So back to my calendar. This is what I did. I started first looking at the calendar. I mapped it out. And this can support you in whatever you're doing, right? Because I'm just talking about how I picked apart one particular area and looked at it. So I first looked at my calendar. I wasn't following it. I put things in there, but I don't follow them. It'll start out great in the morning, but if something derails me, then I didn't have enough built-in flexibility. And then another thing I discovered as I kind of logged how I operate with time, I discovered that I'm productive, most productive for work, at different times of the day than I had plotted blocks of time in my calendar for those particular activities. So over the course of the first month, I began to see the pattern in the way that I use time. Things that I liked and things that I wanted to shift. The things I liked were that certain times during the day, I'm more productive and more interested in focusing on work. And it's not necessarily the times where you would think a person would be working. For me, late afternoon into the evening, actually after dinner, after supper, when kind of the energy of the day is waning or waxing, I don't know which one is which, when the energy of the day is starting to quiet, oh my gosh, I get super productive in there. Like for a block of 3 or 4 hours, I get extremely productive in the late afternoon, early evening. So I also discovered that if I work out early in the morning, if I get up right away, I don't put on my incredibly luxurious bathrobe. If I get up right away and put on my workout clothes like my dad does, my 98-year-old father, then I don't start relaxing. I get up, I have more purpose. And if I work out early in the morning, for me, my whole day is better. So I spent the first, and I thought I would have this taken care of in a month, but I still wasn't abiding by the calendar and I wasn't getting the things done that I wanted to or needed to. So I discovered that I could listen to some other content and coaching and teaching and educate myself and have meetings during the day. And then I found that later in the day, at a time when most people are hanging it up for the day, that's when I really get productive. So sometimes during the day, I might take a nap or take a walk or do something else that's like some cleaning or some other things that give my mind a break. And then in the evening, so now what's happening is I'm becoming highly productive. And I don't feel guilty about the blocks of time in the afternoon that I'm taking to do some activity and some things that aren't work, because I know that I'm setting myself up for a super productive work time later in the day. So what am I saying to you? Sometimes when you start digging into the thing that you get to shift, you learn other things and you can figure out what works best for you and you can adapt it. So sometimes the solution to what your challenge is isn't what you think it is. Sometimes you navigate to it. But if you're not thinking about it, if I know that I could just be telling the story of my time, I could just be saying, this is how it is for me. This is how time is. I have a hard time following. I could just be making excuses. You can make excuses and say that that particular thing is you, or you can decide how to master that. So you can still be yourself, but you can rise to the next level. So that's what we're working on now. We're working on you in constant expansion. You constantly being curious about yourself. And if you don't like the way you're operating, how can you change it? How can you shift it so you can continue to the next level? You cannot be and do and have the next level of life if you are not in alignment with it. If you're not functioning at that level, you can't just have it because you want it. You get to step into it. You get to embody the characteristics of it so that you can be it, and then it can show up and you can step right into it because it's where you are. And if that doesn't make sense, ask me some questions at our next masterclass. Have a beautiful day. Do the homework. Start working on it. What is your one thing? And what are you focusing on? And how are you focusing on it this month? Go into discovery. Think about how you want to master it. And if you need some support coaching, get into the masterclass and ask me some questions.